USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. Embassy is evacuating non-essential staff members from Haiti as gang violence grips that Caribbean country.
The U.S. Southern Command says American military forces are assisting the operation and helping provide security at the request of the State Department. Families of diplomats and others were reportedly being airlifted out of the capital city of Port-au-Prince to safety. I'm Dave Collins.
President Biden says the leader of Israel is hurting his country more than helping it now with its war against Hamas approaching the half-year mark. Biden made the comment while speaking to MSNBC over the weekend. He said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu could be more sensitive to the innocent lives still being lost in the conflict. The U.S. conducted another humanitarian aid drop into Gaza this weekend as well. Military officials are confirming that two Army National Guard soldiers and a Border Patrol agent lost their lives in a helicopter crash along the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas on Friday. The tragic incident occurred during federal border security operations near Rio Grande City in Stark County. Maybe it sounds familiar.
The state that puts us, look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay? We have to win Georgia.
Former President Trump at a rally on Saturday in Georgia. He criticized President Biden for reversing his policy at the southern border, among other topics. Biden himself saying that his preferred phrase is to say undocumented immigrant as opposed to illegal immigrant. That's even though he made that precise reference to illegal immigrants during his State of the Union address Thursday.
You used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Blake and Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Parts of the southern U.S. will be locked in a deep freeze the early part of this week. There are frost and freeze warnings up early Monday, covering large metro areas like Atlanta, Georgia, and Birmingham, Alabama, plus many surrounding rural counties. At the same time, new red flag and fire weather alerts are being posted across the Plain States. A pro-life measure would raise the state penalties associated for those responsible for the death of an unborn person in new Iowa legislation. Critics like Iowa Democrat Beth Wessel Crushell say the bill could put medical procedures like in vitro fertilization at risk, much like an Alabama Supreme Court ruling last month.
This bill will create the same chaos in Iowa, limiting the ability for Iowans to build their families.
Iowa Republican State Representative Skylar Wheeler says the bill is not about IVF.
This bill is very simple. It increases penalties for killing a mother and or her unborn baby. You should face some pretty stiff penalties for that.
Tyla has canceled her upcoming debut tour. The Water singer made the announcement Thursday, saying she's been dealing with an injury that's worsened over time. The tour was supposed to kick off this month in Norway before making its way back to the U.S. It's now less than a month to go before a total solar eclipse will cross North America. On April 8th, people in 15 states will be able to see the moon almost totally cover the sun. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.